AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two more Republicans announced they are joining the crowded field for president. Former Vice President Mike Pence made his intentions known in a video message.
We can turn this country around, but different times call for different leadership. Today, our party and our country need a leader that'll appeal, as Lincoln said, to the better angels of our nature.
Also in the Republican race is the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum.
To unlock the best of America, we need a leader who's clearly focused on three things: economy, energy, and national security.
Burgum is a former software entrepreneur who enacted laws this year advancing conservative policies. The Vatican says Pope Francis is out of surgery in Rome to repair a hernia in his abdominal wall, and there were no complications. The 86-year-old pontiff had part of his colon removed 2 years ago. The chief executive at CNN, Chris Licht, is out after a year on the job. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Licht's ouster was announced on CNN's morning editorial call Wednesday by David Zaslav, the CEO of CNN parent company Warner Brothers Discovery. A four-person leadership team will run the network in the interim. Licht replaced Jeff Zucker as CNN's chief executive last year, his mandate to make the network move toward the political center. But a town hall meeting with Donald Trump received wide criticism, and a revamp of the network's morning show imploded with the firing of Don Lemon. A recent lengthy profile of Licht in Atlantic Magazine proved embarrassing and likely sealed his fate. Julie Walker, New York.
Evacuation orders have been expanded in areas of Canada dealing with wildfires. Smoke from those fires is moving deeper into the U.S. Kilauea, the second largest volcano in Hawaii, began erupting after a three-month pause. All activity is within a closed area of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park on Hawaii's Big Island. This is AP News. New York City is suing Hyundai and Kia.
New York City has been plagued by a wave of car thefts because of a flaw that made some car models very easy to steal. Videos on TikTok and other sites show thieves how to start the cars using only USB cables and a screwdriver. The reason they can do that is that some models sold by Hyundai and Kia came without a feature that's standard on most new cars. It won't let the engine start unless there's a key available. Engine immobilizers, they're called. So New York City has now filed a lawsuit against Hyundai and Kia, accusing them of boosting profits by ignoring common anti-theft technology. Hyundai made engine immobilizers standard on all of its vehicles in 2021 and says it's assisting its customers. Kia did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. I'm Rita Foley.
An Air India plane flying from New Delhi to San Francisco landed safely in Russia after it developed an engine problem. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.